been looking for me, haven't you? I suppose it's no shame in looking for someone like me, but you must know what I do in this place, don't you? Well, who am I kidding? Sure you know. Well, you're going to get to know me a lot more if you happen to stay around these parts, but are you sure you're okay with this? You know what? Why am I asking you this if you, well, if you showed up here at this time? So, I might teach a little more than school. In fact, I'd go so far as to say that I teach people how to have a good time, provided they like the little personal touch that I so tenderly add to it. It's something that is oh so hard to come by these days. Everyone wants to be so politically correct and innocent about it. I just say to hell with all that, and I do what I want. So if you want to join my night class, I've got just the opening for you. Right this way, miss. What was that your name? That's a pretty name for you. Though I guess we'll be calling you the new recruit. As for what that means, you'll know soon enough if you don't already. The night class is a fickle bunch. They all like me and what we do down there. It's hosted in the basement of the extra building on campus. And, of course, ordained by the principal himself. It's due to the fact that many of our returning graduates miss the UA feel, and, well, we have a more adult way of appreciating it in the night class, so I'm sure you're gonna get along just fine. There's only 3 rules that you need to follow. Always listen to what I say, no matter what. There's no two ways about that one. And always do as you're commanded, yada yada. That's basically 1. For 2, things get a little more interesting. You do not talk unless spoken to, and you must be wearing your collar at all times. If you take it off, you'll soon find yourself in detention. And trust me, nobody wants that. Not really. And 3, make sure that you're on your birth control pills if you don't want to end up pregnant. But we'll see about that. That honestly depends upon a few different things, and it's a warning just to give you a little idea of what's coming up. You see, the night class kind of works on a merit system. You obey the teacher and you get points. Disobey and there will be consequences. It's not only one of those that teaches you to be a model student, but if you happen to be a troublemaker, well, there's room for those too, I guess you could say. It really depends on how you look at it. I quite like troublemakers myself. Those who have the guts to start a problem with me usually don't have the guts to see it through. You will refer to me as daddy, or teacher, or master, depending on which you like. As for how I'll refer to you, we'll see. It always depends on how I feel about it. I am the master of this place, and I can do whatever I want here. The rules outside do not apply. Not a single one. So make sure you understand that. Whatever you think you know about UA on the surface, UA on the underground is exactly what you don't think it is. Thus, of course, you guess that it's a, well, a very lewd place. We'll just leave it at that. How about that? So, is that a yes, Daddy? Go ahead and say it. Get used to it and wear this collar right here. Let me put it on you. It's a special type of collar. If you disobey something, I'll zap you. And, it's not just the tame little zap either. So let's get into lesson one, shall we? I'll give you some personal tutoring on how to please your daddy. No, no, don't talk back. Now I have to do this to you. Oh, doesn't look like you're too used to the shock, getting reduced to your knees like that. But it presents an interesting teaching opportunity. So, open your mouth. You're my little pet now, as well as my student. So you have to learn how to please a man. So we put that mouth of yours that wanted to do so much talking to good use. And maybe I won't shock you again. Once again, if you understand, you have two options. You either do it, or you don't. And if you don't, I'm going to shock you, and it's going to hurt me more than it hurts you. So I suggest you do it. Is that a yes, Daddy? Good. Good. See, you can be just fine on your own, if you only listen. Yeah. That's right. You're getting the hang of it. Putting those sweet, tender lips of yours to use. It's really, really good. Daddy's pleased with you. You might just get a little favor in class. All right, stop. Now I want you to step it up. Not just sucking Daddy's cock, no. I want you to put this inside yourself. I'll watch you as you do it. Yeah, that's right. I said to put it inside that sweet pussy of yours. Go ahead and do it for Daddy. This is just a little remote control vibrator that I have. And so when you're doing good, I'll be able to reward you with good vibes, I guess you could say. That sweet little pussy of yours will thank you for it. And just so you know, if you try and remove it, I'll have to shock you and put it back in myself. This whole program's to teach you how to be a good, obedient member of society. And serve, well, your man better, too. Humility is the name of this, so get back to sucking my cock. Daddy's getting impatient, you know. I think that much earns you a little bit more vibration. Now for the extra credit. Be sure to use your tongue like that. Oh, yes. Good little student, aren't you? Yeah, who's your daddy? You like that cock across your face? I'll slap you a little bit. That's right, you can be a good little pet, can't you? Oh, how sweet of you, sucking me down all the way and even giving a deep throat. Daddy's pleased with you, I'll even give you a little pat like this. Turn up the vibrations maybe a little. That might get you a little more vigorous in the moment. Oh, that's right. You really are my little submissive slut, aren't you? It's really good of you to have come here. You barely need any training at all to obeying a man. You already know what I can do to your body without even doing anything. I guess you learned after your first time pretty quick for a new recruit. You might give the other ones a run for their money if you're quite diligent in your studies. But we're not done here. Take a deep breath. Look me in the eyes, baby. You're only at stage one. You see, there's a reason why they, before entering this class, everyone has to take an enema. And that's because we train you in new ways of love as well. So while that little rotor has its way with your pussy, I'm gonna have my way with your ass. No, don't even try and argue, or you know what's gonna happen. I don't even need to tell you. So what's it gonna be? Are you gonna be a good little girl? Or are you going to be a bad little girl? I thought you were gonna obey me, but seems you got a little bit of spite left in there. Well, I guess we're gonna have to zap you again. You really shouldn't keep doing this. You know that even if you disagree with me or try and stop me, I'm still gonna have my way with you. There's no two ways about it. There's two reasons for that. One, you agreed to it when you walked in. Two, you're daddy's property now. At least for now, when you're in these four walls. When you exit, we're just teacher and student, but when you enter, it's a whole nother world, and you need to understand that. And the other reason is that when I shock you like this, it makes all of your muscles react. So I can just shove it right in. You've never done this before, have you? Don't tell me daddy's your first. Yeah, call me daddy a few times. Do it! Or I'll have to shock you again. That a girl. Good girl. Now just take it. Take daddy's cock. Yeah, you're a good girl. You can take it. And you're really clamping down with that ass of yours. And I can see from here your pussy might want more action, so let's turn it up. Daddy'll take good care of you. Just put all your trust in me. You don't even have to think. You just have to act. Do what feels good, and I'm sure this is gonna feel good for you. Daddy can be gentle with you sometimes. I'm a teacher, after all, not a brutalizer or a villain. What's this? Is Daddy's little girl already tensing up? I could feel you when I said villain. Do you wish I was? Oh, don't tell me you have a villain kink. Ooh, you're a naughty girl, aren't you? Don't tell me you're trying to be a hero just so you can lose to the right villain so they can sate your desires. I don't doubt it. With such a dirty girl like yourself, I think you need a little bit of discipline. You're a hero, aren't you? Tell Daddy what you really are. No, you're a slut. You're daddy's little slut. And you're a good little slut, aren't you? Shaking your hips like that, even if it's your first time. Amazing. Doesn't mean daddy won't slap that fat ass of yours. No, no, daddy can't let you go like that. It's my duty as your teacher and your daddy to make sure that you're well taken care of. Yes, baby. Yeah, you're pleasing daddy right now. Does that make it feel better? Let's turn that vibrator up, shall we? You're just dribbling all over with that sweet cunt, aren't you? Yeah, daddy's a good little girl, aren't you? gonna fit right into the night class. I'm gonna fill your ass up with my cum now. Just like you wanted. I can see it in your eyes. Those fearful glances are just the surface. But under that, you're already halfway daddies. Yeah, milk that cock. I'm about to come. Oh, yeah. But if you want my cum, I'm not gonna move anymore. You're gonna have to milk it with your fat ass. Go ahead. Squeeze my cock with that sweet, tight ass of yours. Oh, yeah. You're greedy for daddy's cock, aren't you? Oh, you like getting pumped full of daddy's cum. That milky drink for your ass there. You're gonna be a great new addition to the night class, I can already tell. Now just go run along and meet your classmates. First lesson starts in 15 minutes.